807 FM Talk 1065. And it is Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane. Love to talk to y'all at 343-0106. Before we get into the meat of the hour, I want to throw a couple things out. Number one, Midday Mobile on the road today. Allegri Markets in Daphne. Come see me, folks. Been a while since I've done a live show in Daphne, so we'll be there. So stop by, get some great, get some vegetables, get some produce, get some goodies from Allegri Market, and we'll bring our own produce. It's not really fresh. It's our huggers. I guess they're fresh. The latest run of our huggers. Got those. We'll bring those out. Plus, I always bring books out. So I get sent tons of books, sometimes double, sometimes things I don't have time to read for the show. I bring those out as well and let y'all pick up a copy or two of some of today's bestsellers. So stop on by and see me today, noon to 2, Allegri Markets in Daphne.
Yeah, and this will be the first time that the FM Talk 106.5 mobile command unit will be at Allegri Farms.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Awesome place, but I hope the van's ready to roll because lots of trips this week.
Oh, yeah. It's like, so by the way, we're doing a live broadcast every day except Friday.
Every day except
tomorrow
Friday.
Out at Cart Doctor. Okay, we'll be on the battleship with the van again on Wednesday. Gulf Coast Tools on Thursday. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, a lot of chances to come out and say hello. So it'd be Baldwin County, Mobile County, where the battleship sits. It's on the west side of the, so that's Mobile County, just barely. Yeah, because the line is right there down the channel of the Tensaw. So it's in Mobile County. Then Thursday, Baldwin County.
Back to Baldwin County.
So, yeah, a little mix here. So, also, I want to give you a heads up. I talked about this last week on the show, on the Midday Show, and on the Outdoor Show as well. I just think this is cool. The World Calling Contest, World Turkey Calling Contest, has come back to Mobile. Started here back in the 1940s. That history is fascinating, but it's coming back after decades, and it's June 14th and 15th, so Friday and Saturday. That's going to be down at the Convention Center, free to get in. It is quite a thing to see, so I want you to come down and be part of that. Even Friday or Saturday, just walk on in, check it out, and hopefully see you down there.
How do they set those up? How do they, what does the competition look like?
So you have different divisions. It's split a bunch of different ways, age-wise. Mm-hmm. Okay, you have old folks or professionals, and you have amateurs, and you have what they call the POLTS, POULTS, which are like little turkeys.
That's okay.
The youth division is POLTS. They also separated into friction calls, which are, I can bring some in here, but there's calls like a slate call or something that's a friction call, and mouth calling.
Right.
And also they have owl hooting, and which is amazing to hear a human being with no assistance sound like an owl, and maybe even better than some owls. And then also you have team calling events where two people are turkey calling and acting like different turkeys talking to each other. It's really, I know it sounds to a lot of people silly. Y'all will go see it and be amazed.
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
Yeah, so that's going on Friday and Saturday. So just a heads up. We'll give you more details as we get later in the week, but I'd like you to come out and check that out. And if you check our website out, fmtalk1065.com, three big things, top stories of the day. Number one here on our list, Alabama governor balks at Amtrak funding. Now, the story from the AP, but it has a lot of reports out there. People have done this story. And, you know, this is similar to a setup we had last year in this story. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey said she needs more information before the state commits funding to help restore Amtrak train service. Her comments over the weekend came a day after the project to return passenger train service from New Orleans to Mobile took a big step forward when officials announced a $33 million federal grant for needed improvements. Amtrak suspended service east of New Orleans after Katrina caused heavy damage in 2005. I would point out, too, that $33 million of federal grant money is, would be one-fifth? No. Yeah, a little less than, of the info grant money that may be awarded for the bridge project. Okay. Governor Ivey said she wants to know what the project's long-term financial commitments will be after a federal grant is spent. I think that's wise. She wants also to understand its impact on the Port of Mobile. Quote from the governor, "My administration will be working closely with the city, county, port authority, and other entities to make certain that this is truly a win for the people of Alabama. We'll be in a better position to evaluate this after further conversations with these different entities," end quote. Project's expected to cost about $66 million. Louisiana and Mississippi have also committed money to it. Mississippi's commitment is estimated at more than $15 million. That was announced on Friday. The route would have four stops, including Biloxi and Gulfport. Back here at home, Jimmy Lyons, CEO of Alabama State Port Authority, has long expressed concerns about intersecting Amtrak trains with freight cars in Mobile. So we'll get your thoughts on this. Would you support, y'all can line back up because we've had this conversation multiple times over the years. This story is not brand new. This actually was happening during the Bentley administration, then moved on into the Ivey administration. We've had the renderings of what a landing or a train station would look like. And they were put that there at the convention center, and it would be just basically the initial drawings I saw, just like a platform or something to get on the train, maybe a ticket booth there. But we've had bigger scenarios, too, where they laid out that the train would then go on east and go as far down as Orlando or further. You'd be able to jump on the train here in Mobile and go to Orlando. There's so many questions with this, what the state commitment is, because I'm a sucker for the charm of a train, okay? But I'm also a realistic person, realizes our state only has so many dollars, and where do we put them? I mean, is a train the best priority? Will enough people in our area start using train travel? Is it worth the money?
Well, John Sharp, his story in AL.com, he says that Alabama's commitment would be right around $2.7 million. That's what Alabama would have to put towards this. And I think for the governor, it comes at a tough time because while it looks like she's being practical and saying we need to see whether this would interfere with the activity already going down there at the port and whether Alabama actually has the money to spend on this, whether it's the smart thing to do with the bridge project, which you've already mentioned going on, and the BP oil settlement from years back now. It just always seems like our part of the state gets the shaft. Like whenever they have to make a decision in Montgomery that includes southern Alabama, we always get the bad part of the deal, or at least it seems that way recently. So with her coming down and saying, you know, the headlines say she's balking at the Amtrak deal. I think a lot of us here in southern Alabama are like, why don't you just throw us one bone? We just want one bone, whether it's the funding for the bridge or this Amtrak train. I think a lot of people down here just feel like we get the shaft from Montgomery every single time.
Sure. And you know, in fairness, other areas of the state feel the same way. But to be completely jingoistic, I don't care about them. I care, you know, about us in Southwest.
Right.
Being mean because I like other parts of the state. Heck, I enjoyed the area of Cheehaw State Park over the weekend. I do travel other areas of the state, and I do like it. You look at this money, and whether it's $2.7 million or $12.7 million, whatever it is, will this, number one, I think the governor's asking a good question. If you put this money in, will they come back to you? In other words, is there enough demand? And once again, I say this as a guy that loves the idea, the romantic idea of getting on a train. I like trains. I think they're cool. But I also realize that not everybody does. And even a guy like me, how much am I going to use train? I mean, I'm going to do it once in a while, and I have this great idea where we're going to take a family trip, and we're going to leave from Mobile, and we're going to go the whole way out to the West Coast by train and link through and do all that stuff. But it's a once or twice in a lifetime thing for a family trip. I mean, how often would we use it, and is it worth $2.7 million of state money for this?
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I took a trip on a civilian train. And this stopped right after Katrina. Is that when?
Right, there was service that was through here. I mean, you remember even the Sunset Limited that was through here, but the track damage was enough that it put things on the back burner. They were trying to get it back to go in for freight traffic, right? And once it came back, Amtrak was not on board here, and they have to do a bunch of different stuff for stops and all that.
I never rode a train out of or towards Mobile, but I wonder how many people remember how many trips they made when Amtrak was available down here.
Yeah, and it's all going to be dependent too on the schedule. I mean, if you're going to leave from here to go to New Orleans, what time do the trains depart? What time do they get back in? How long are the stops in Gulfport and Biloxi? How long does that trip take? If the trip takes just a little bit longer than driving, I think people will say yes. If it takes three times as long, it might be a big no. And we'll find out when we get back. Right, 821 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings phone number, those digits, 343-0106, 343-0106. Another reminder, just a few weeks left here before we draw a name for that Big Green Deal. $9,000 plus in goodies for your backyard, TVs, grills, you know, I mean, everything. And you know what? If you want to get on your Yellowhammer kayak, you want to do that in the backyard, that's fine.
You're allowed to.
I may or may not have put a boat in a pool before. So it was that kind of party. So
you might not catch anything.
No, but catch some fun.
Yeah, that's for
catch
sure.
Fun. There you go. All right, to the phones and talking trains here and possible return of Amtrak passenger service. And if you say, haven't y'all already done this story? Yeah, we've done it a couple years in a row. Now it just has come back up, and it's got the governor, like Dalton said, balking at kicking in $2.7 million. Derek is in Fairhope and first up. Hey, Derek.
Okay, I'm just so glad you said $2.7 million because in the scheme of things, that is such a small, minuscule amount. And, you know, what I look at with Mobile is not a destination city. So it's not like people from New Orleans are going to be coming to Mobile, but it does give, you know, the citizens of Mobile something. And it's just kind of, at this point, we have gotten nothing this legislative session except just stuff for other people, it seems. And just $3 million. I mean, come on, man.
You know, I would argue
that's it. That's all we're talking about.
But you know,
$3 million.
We did get something. I got to point this out. Part of the gas tax going to match federal funds. That there's a whole other story. Match federal funds that would come in for the Port of Mobile. So I mean, part of that. But yeah, other than that, I agree.
Well, yeah, okay. So you know, for the Port of Mobile, and that you know
serves the
so
state
it, for the average citizen. You know, I mean,
I agree. I just didn't want somebody.
Sandy Simpson giving us a splash pad. Has just changed, you know, stuff. Just a splash pad change. Come on, man.
Okay.
This is a train. I've done it.
I love the idea. Like I said, that's why I have to watch myself, because I have a desire, not a logical. I have a, you know, just a heartfelt desire to ride on trains, but I also have to get over that, you know, and realize that.
I know,
that
but $3 million. I mean, they're going to spend God knows how many millions on garbage. I mean, look at what they're talking about for prison reform. You know, what was that one time, Bentley, $600 million, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about three.
There you go.
Three.
So, you're talking about three?
That's it. That's all we're talking about, man. That's it. $3 million. What is it, 161,000 citizens in Mobile, and you would have people from, you know, probably even Pensacola coming over to ride the train.
Probably.
You know, you really, it's a win-win, dude.
And you
know, what if it breaks even? What if it breaks even?
If it
That's
breaks
fine.
Even, I'm in. Okay, there's my rub, because you have the initial money and then you have ongoing cost. And I think the governor asking to see more information, if she's not just doing this for political effect, I think is if she truly is looking for more information, then good. I want to see what the ongoing, you know, encumbrances are. Like
not
if we,
really
if,
a whole lot. My dad used to run that station. Remember we talked about this a couple of years ago, and so that station used to be right by the convention center. You know, you have a building which they can run it out of, you know, the cruise terminal right there, but it's really one agent. My dad was the agent down there. It's just one guy because, you know, it's only open, you know, when the train is coming in, and then that's it.
Okay.
You know? So,
well, if that's it, and it breaks
it.
Even.
I'm telling you, yeah, my dad was 20 years of Amtrak. I know way too much about Amtrak. So, you know, that's the thing is that, you know, you remember when Stimson gave the tour.
Mm-hmm.
Down there at the Gulf Quest, and when they're having the big, you know, rub about, wait, you don't owe us this money, and now you're closing us down, but you're touting, you know, Amtrak to it. There's already been studies done, so it's not like you have to find that information. The information's there. Just call Sandy and ask him.
All right. Very good. I appreciate it. And we've talked about that information, like you said, over the years. This is not a brand-new story for us here at FM Talk 106.5, but it has come back up. And the question is, you know, if it broke even, and what Derek said, if it broke even, then I don't know that anybody. I mean, I'm sure there's somebody out there who's just angry about trains. Listen, there's somebody angry about everything, which is, if you're angry about everything, it doesn't. You got to have some things you support, so I then know when you don't support something that it comes from a valid place. But if it broke even, I'm for it. But I just always worry about ongoing cost, or, you know, do we have the money?
Yeah, so the breakdown of this, it's a $33 million federal grant that would go towards.
We got a match.
railroad improvements, and Mississippi would probably gain. I don't know if they'd gain the most, but they have the most stops for sure.
Two of them,
this.
Right? Biloxi and Gulf.
Four stops actually. You have Bay St. Louis and Gulfport, Biloxi, and Pascagoula.
Okay.
The only stop in Louisiana would be in New Orleans, but that's a pretty big stop.
How long are the stops? I think that's a fair question too, because if you stop and you sit around for 25 minutes at each of them, then it's going to make that trip incredibly long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something to factor in too. But Mississippi, they've already said they're going to put $15 million in state funds towards these improvements.
That lottery and gambling money.
And then Louisiana, the same with that gambling money, I guess. Yeah, same with that gambling money. They would put up $10 million, even though they have the one stop in New Orleans. But I imagine a lot of people would be getting on the Amtrak specifically to go towards New Orleans, go to New Orleans. But Alabama, theirs would be $2.7 million commitment. And
so we get a better deal than Mississippi or Louisiana.
Okay. Right. But we're the ones who appear to be holding it up right now.
All right. David is next in Mobile.
Hey, Sean. Hey, Dalton. The reason I support allocating the money from Alabama for the Amtrak service is this. From what I understand of John Sharp's article on Friday announcing the grant, that if they go forward with the project, it's going to come to Mobile regardless if the 2.7 comes or not. The only difference, we don't allocate the money. The improvements to the tracks in Alabama can't be made, and the fastest that train can go in Alabama is 25 miles per hour. Mm-hmm. If that's the case, it's going to take an hour for that train just to get from the Mississippi-Alabama state line to the platform in Mobile.
Yep. And that goes into between that. And by the way, John's going to join me today at 12:30 on Midday Mobile to talk more about this. But with what you're saying, David, and also I think I have a fair question, though. I mean, if it's, let's say we get on the train here. Let's say they have the train leaving at a time that works for folks, and you go down. Remember this. Listen to this. I'm a fan of the idea of getting on the train. But you get there. It depends. If you have four stops in Mississippi, how long are those stops? Because if you can, almost like Derek said, for the money, if you could break even, if you could break even on time or even a little bit longer, mm-hmm. For what it takes to drive, because, you're not going to have traffic tie-ups, you don't have to worry about doing the actual driving or any of those things. If you had that situation, I think you would have some success. If I knew I could put the family on the train to go to New Orleans for a day, do a day trip or something like that, and it took us another hour,
mm-hmm.
another hour to get to New Orleans, that would be okay, because a lot of stuff you don't have to worry about, and parking when you get there and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know, what the average stop at Amtrak station is. I mean, is it just fast enough to open the doors and everybody get off, or do you have to sit and wait? And, how does that work? Because if you said, okay, there are four stops in Mississippi, even if they were just 20 minutes, right, or even 15 minutes, that starts to really add up on the time, that it will take. I mean, if it all of a sudden takes 5 hours to get to New Orleans from Mobile, then
not
I would say
it.
No. What would y'all say? I mean, if it was, let's say, 3 hours? 3 hours, I'm in. If it's 3 hours and under, I'm in. I think we do that. We go to New Orleans that way, especially if they had a train that left early in the morning, so you could put the kids on there and get them to sleep.
Yeah.
And then by the time they really get up and get active, you're halfway there. I would do that.
It says, Google it. Says the typical times for stops on Amtrak routes are from 5 to 30 minutes. So that's a pretty big span.
Five is great.
Yeah, if you're talking 30 minutes at each of the four Mississippi stops before you get to New Orleans, then that's immediately 2 hours added on to however long it takes the train to get from Mobile to New Orleans. So a 30-minute stop would be one thing. A five-minute stop, that might be
5 minutes. Dump is great. I'm all on board if it's 5 minutes. But nothing's 5 minutes.
No.
Okay. Let's. Can we say it'd be 15, 20? Those are pieces of information I think that are needed to say whether this is going to be a good thing or a bad thing.
I'm sure the Southern Railway Commission, they'll have those all those stats and facts put together in a sheet for their meeting coming up in September.
All right, try to get those folks on the show with us soon, too. They've been on before. Coming to the phones next at 343-0106. Y'all hold on.
8:37 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings on a Monday. Right now, we head over to McConnell Automotive, where we talk to Mitch McConnell. Hey, Mitch.
Hey, Dalton. Happy Monday morning to you.
Hey, same to you. So I pull up the website, McConnellAutomotive.com, and the first three things that I see are those brand new 2019 Sierras, Canyons, and Yukons. Tell me more about these hot 2019 models that are on the lot.
Well, Dalton, a lot of people that have been driving Ford in that F-150 truck have come and switched over to a GMC with this new truck, and I think one of the reasons why is, you know, that six-function tailgate. There's a X31 and an AT4 version. I mean, there's never been a better-looking truck on the road, I think, just about in this new Sierra. And we've got a special going on. We've got a couple of demonstrators, and what I want people to picture in their minds is these are trucks that have 3,000-4,000 miles on them, and, you know, managers drove them, and extra special discounts. But even on brand-new, never-driven trucks, we've got $9,531 off the sticker, and it's kind of about $1,000 or $2,000 better than last month, man. So it's a great time to check it out. And on the website, if you go look at that thing, you're going to see all these different versions of this truck. And Dalton, if somebody's been driving anything other than a GMC, they've got to check this new truck out. And we've got huge discounts on Yukons, everything we got going over here. But I think the truck right now has been the most popular thing going. If people will be nice enough to shop my website, McConnellAutomotive.com. I think they'll find it the easiest website and, you know, the most straightforward way to save money, buddy.
That's right. We appreciate it, Mitch. Have a good one.
Y'all have a great start to the week.
All right, same to you. That's Mitch McConnell. Make sure you go see him and the crew at McConnell Automotive. You'll find him on Dolphin Street, just east of I-65.
All right, talking trains this morning, among other subjects, but this subject that is, we've had it before, is back. The question about the state's $2.7 million going in to have passenger rail service between Mobile and New Orleans. And yeah, like I tell you, I'm a sucker for the romance of train travel, but I also measure that with the reality of I don't know that everybody's going to run and get on the train. I wish, mm-hmm. But it's also dependent on when the train leaves, how convenient it is, what the parking's like, how quickly you can get to New Orleans. I think those things are important.
Yeah, you know, a big part of the drive, I would say one of the things when you head to New Orleans or Biloxi, taking the vehicle and figuring out where you're going to park it, specifically in New Orleans, finding mm-hmm. parking, and if you're going down for a festival or some big event where a ton of people are going to New Orleans,
yep.
I would imagine the train would be a heck of a good way to get the family over there, not have to worry about the parking, find a good place to stay that night, and then head back on the train the next day. But as far as Alabama and putting Alabama money towards improving the railway, surely they've been doing studies the last couple years to see what that break-even point would be estimated at. But right now, the governor looks like she's not too keen on putting money towards it.
Maybe Louisiana, as a business model, would kick in money to pay it for us.
To send our people there, right.
Right, let's go to the phones at 343-0106. And Wayne in Saraland's up next. Wayne.
Good morning, gentlemen. Enjoying the show as usual.
Oh, wait. Y'all, this is Wayne Biggs, Wayne.
All right.
Wayne, yeah. Hey,
man. This is, by the way, when I'm enjoying right now a hot cup of tea, the Earl Grey tea from our Keurig in the back. I'm loving it. I told y'all we upgraded our tea and coffee service, or some people say coffee and tea service. This is the man behind it. And Saraland City Councilman. Hey, Wayne.
Great. That's great, John. I'm really happy to hear that. I hope folks that are listening will give us a call so we can show them how great they can be.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. It's been a big change around here, so thank you. So, yeah, let's talk trains and money.
I'm in favor of it, you know, as long as the state can actually find the money. Of course, they struggle to find money for other things. But I wanted to share with you guys really an experience that I had just last month. The early part of May, Mobile hosted the Alabama League of Municipalities, which are city council mayors, city administrators from all over the state gather once a year. And of course, one of the hot topic items was the gasoline tax that would also fund the port of Mobile. And I'm being totally serious. I went around the building for 5 days lobbying for that gas tax to pass. And everybody from Central and North Alabama, the recurring statement that I kept hearing was, well, Birmingham and Mobile get all the money already. And of course, after I would pick up my jaw off the floor, you know, I'd really look them in the eye and say, you know, you've got to be out of your mind. because we don't. But here's one of the problems as I see it, Sean, and you talk to a lot of politicians and legislators and state senators, so maybe you could convey a message to them. Central Alabama and North Alabama, all of their elected officials seem to have a caucus within the state legislature and the state senate, and they band together when it's something that affects funding for their area.
They do.
They all vote as a block. And Mobile, Baldwin County, the southwest part of Alabama, we don't seem to have that kind of cohesive. We're going to protect South Alabama at any cost.
You're right, Wayne. And it's strange. So, compare and contrast. So, we had bipartisan support on this vaping bill that went through Representative Stringer's bill, but he had Barbara Drummond on board. He had bipartisan support there on this vaping thing. That's great. But when it comes to bigger issues and issues of, let's go back in the time machine to the oil spill. Yes, we finally got everybody on board, but there wasn't that united front. It should be. And you're right. They work as almost a cartel, the smaller counties. I was rolling through them, Saturday on the way back home, the Coosas and the Clays and the Russell counties and those kind of places. Whatever the party politics are, when it comes to money for their area, getting money back to the area, they stand together.
Right. That's exactly right, and that was one of the other things that I told the people. You're not wanting to help Mobile, to want to expand the port, which would benefit the entire state. Tell you what you guys need to do, write us a check down here for the BP money that you got.
That's right. We're waiting on that one.
You weren't impacted by it. But give us that money so we can use it then. And that kind of shut them up.
That's for sure. Yeah,
I'm good. Well, look, guys, I'm going to let you go. Have a cup of coffee and tea on me.
All right, we'll do it, man. I am enjoying it. This is Wayne Biggs, sell your coffee service.
Yeah, I'm drinking donut shop coffee right now.
Does it have real donuts in it?
No real donuts. Drinking my coffee black, but the caffeine's getting in.
Okay, I'm looking through the text line here. So this is what I'm talking about. So Ben and Daphne says 3 hours max, 5 hours is way too long. Right, Ben, and I don't know. I'm just throwing those numbers out. I don't know how long it would take, but I think questions like that are fair to say. Right, they're fair to ask these questions. If you want to look at something being successful, I think travelers would take a little extra time beyond what it would cost the time it would take to drive, because you don't have to park, you don't have those issues. Yeah, sure, on board with that. If it takes twice as long, then no. But if it's if it's reasonable, I think people would be in.
Yeah, and you'd certainly have your people that would take a trip a week to go to Biloxi. Stay the weekend at Biloxi and come back. But then there would be families and such that maybe don't have the time or don't like going to Biloxi, New Orleans all the time for their little family short vacations. But I'm just thinking myself, I got a 4-month-old daughter now who's growing up. I would love to take a train ride through the Gulf Coast, be with her, looking out the window, look at all that over there, But would I make that trip more than once a year, more than once a month?
Right,
I'm not sure, but I feel like I'd have to ride
business.
It once, at least.
Right, well, that's what I'm saying. In this romantic idea I have of taking just train trips to New Orleans or linking through New Orleans and being able to travel the rest of the country by train, that kind of huge trip, maybe a once or twice in lifetime thing for me. I think you would make your hay with people who do business in New Orleans or along the Mississippi Gulf Coast that would leave from Mobile and go do that for the day. I don't know how many people there are. Hopefully they've run the stats on that. A couple more text here. This is good. Benjamin. Benjamin says, I'm angry about trains. Very angry. Perhaps if the trains had kittens on them, I'd be less angry. Wouldn't we all? But currently riding Amtrak is a huge nope. I've been there, done that a few times, though I do think it's a good idea for us to have an Amtrak terminal. Keith says they have longer cruises than they do here. Oh, he said it'd be good for the crew, getting people to the cruise terminal in New Orleans. Yeah, well, there we could play the games. We don't need this because we don't want people going to New Orleans to get a cruise. But then again, if they were traveling from wherever, they would just go ahead and go to New Orleans to do that. I mean, if you want, but yeah, it'd be nice to have a way to, if you were going to take a cruise out of New Orleans, you get over there. I don't know how far it is from where Amtrak would drop off to where you get on a cruise ship there.
Now, I'm sure that Governor Ivey, I think she's going to take the brunt of this from a lot of South Alabamians because it looks like she is the decision maker, whether or not Alabama puts money towards this or not. And with how the legislative session, I know you said that some money will be coming specifically down here for the port, and that's to keep us in good competition with the other ports that have been, you know, making it easier to get things into and out of their ports. We need to stay in good competition with them. But outside of that, Mobile and South Alabama doesn't seem to have gotten many wins from Montgomery lately.
No, the port story, there's something more here, y'all. There's lots of smoke. I've been talking about it. I know Jeff Poore's been talking about it up in Huntsville. I don't know that the federal money that we were going to match is there yet. Remember that Politico story I kept talking about that had the disaster relief aid bill tied up by Senator Shelby as he was trying to get harbor maintenance money? He didn't end up getting that money before that was signed. I think there's more shoes to drop here. All right, coming right back. One of the most underrated Paul Simon songs ever. Probably my favorite.
That is smooth.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you can call me Al, all the stuff. Yeah. Okay. Put it in the top five. Top five. But great song. All right. 853 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Yeah. One of the subjects we're talking about this hour has dominated a lot of the conversation on the text line and the phone line is this idea of the governor balking at $2.7 million to be matching money for a rail project here in our area. A story that's been talked about quite a few times. And I think, I mean, you got two different things going on. Should the state put the money in? And then the secondary question, how's this going to work? You know, how is it going to be successful? And I think there are certain things you need to decide. No matter what marketing you do and all those kind of things are important, but you need to make sure that the system works. And I think if you have early departing train travel for business travelers that gets them there in essentially what it would take to drive, or let's just say maybe an hour longer, that or less, 3 hours or less or something like that, I think you got a winner on your hands. Then for folks that are just doing it for fun, may keep it busy on the weekends as people take trips to New Orleans. At the same time, if you start making it 30-minute stops at the four locations in Mississippi and it turns into some five-hour trip, I think people say, I just take the car.
Yeah, and I guess we'll find out more. The Southern Rail Commission, who announced the awarding of that grant, that how much was that grant again? $15 million, maybe $33 million federal grant. So the Southern Rail Commission, they will be bringing into a meeting in September in Montgomery some of their facts and information about this line that'll run from Mobile through New Orleans and then from New Orleans to wherever. And
right, you can get on there and make it through. I was looking, I wanted to take a summer trip this year to take a train to the Grand Canyon. And I was looking through going out.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that was because there's a Grand Canyon loop. But the problem is we would have had to take the train to Los Angeles, and it would have taken a long time to do to Los Angeles, then turn around and take the train back from LA back to the east to go to the canyon. So but there's some real cool, romantically cool ideas of train travel across the country, but is it an efficient means and is it the right thing for folks around here? Will it be successful? Let's go to the phones at 343-0106 and Tara is next.
Hey, I just wanted to say that this is my favorite form of travel, so I'm a little prejudiced with this. One reason is that I did not take that, and that's on my bucket list now. I did not take it when it was existing, going in that direction. But I did take it several times from the Washington, D.C. area down through Birmingham, Montgomery, and as far as it would go. And one of the things that's so magnificent about it is that you get to see things that you do not see from the roadway.
Mm-hmm.
You get to see the countryside, you get to see the people at the stations, I mean, the small stations and stuff. But I'd like to point out, too, that we're talking the difference between commuter travel, which would be like a high-speed train, or, 3 hours is not considered that long a commute. People do it every day in New York, New Jersey, Washington, D.C. They don't think anything of spending 3 hours in traffic. That's one reason I moved back to Mobile.
Right. But people won't. But, I mean, that's the thing.
If you are doing it, even if you are doing it as a commuter business person, well, then you got 3 hours to work on paperwork, take an extra snooze, whatever, because you're not driving.
No, and 3 hours, I said 3 hours was, I think, fine. I mean, because 3 hours puts an extra hour on what it would take to drive if everything worked out great for your ride to New Orleans. But if it goes five or more, then, you know, you can't make that meeting. You can't do the thing, you know, for the commuter. Because I think you have to have, there's people like me and you that both love the idea of traveling on trains. But I'm not going to be there every week. I'm not going to be there every month. You got to have people that use it for business or other issues to keep it busy, keep something happening.
That's my point, too. How many people, what's going to be the balance between people who are using it as a commuter train, per se, for business and things? And I think that there'll be a significant amount.
I hope. I just, you know, I think that all depends on...
Because parking ain't that easy in Mobile anymore, either.
No, that's right. That's right. And I think it is dependent on... If people go, you know what, it takes 2 hours and something to drive, I can take three and something on the train, sure, let me do that.
Yeah, but I think that considering all of the questions involved with this makes more sense than it has for the bridge, okay? I'm sorry to say.
But how many more people are interested in the bridge than the train? A lot of people have to use the bridge. And people won't have to use the train.
Well, maybe we could put a train over the bridge.
There you go. Now
bridge.
We're talking. Now we're talking. Tara, thank you for the call. We are out of here. I'll be heading east.
Allegri.
Yeah, Allegri Markets in Daphne. Midday Mobile from there today, starting at noon. So come out and see me and grab some. Well, they're cooking sausage dogs. Of course, they've got plenty of items for us to... I'm probably going to end up with bringing bags of stuff home in the van to take for dinner. But come out and see us at Allegri Market today, noon to 2. And plus, we will talk trains with John Sharp at 12:30 on today's show. Mike Gallagher next.